tolling had great power for the people of Tibet, Central Asia, and the subcontinent. It was the religious center par excellence of the time. And that gave it great moral authority, intellectual power, and political prestige that no other institution of the time had.
Even before the rise of Guge, Buddhism had long established roots in Tibet. But civil war in central Tibet would fragment and dilute Buddhism's role in society. From the wake of these upheavals, it was the early kings of Guge that championed Buddhism in western Tibet. According to Sering Gelpo, the third king, Yeshe Od, convened a Buddhist council, the Great Prayer Festival of 1076. He invited great Buddhist thinkers from Tibet and beyond to attend. His aim was to strengthen Tibetan Buddhism and to propagate its philosophies. Yeshe Od's initiative was to prove successful. Amazingly well-preserved, centuries-old murals speak of this religious convention, a spiritual gathering which planted the first seeds from which Tibetan Buddhism was reborn. From that point onward, Guge became the spiritual and cultural heart of Tibetan Buddhism. The king enticed some of the greatest Buddhist leaders of his time. Not unlike headhunting CEOs today, he offered them riches beyond their dreams if they would only move to his kingdom. Guge was at the center of a religious renaissance, one that was about to get even more intense.